Hey guys, it is Wednesday, and we are jumping in today to Matthew chapter 12. And today you'll see, as you read, you'll see more arguments about the Sabbath and people and their interpretation of what the Sabbath is and isn't, or should or shouldn't be, what would be considered work and what wouldn't be considered work. This is an ongoing issue between Jesus and the Pharisees. And then you see Jesus going around doing miracles left and right. Jesus, by this time, would be really well known. And yet, the tension continues to build. Now, there's something I want to point out to you today. It's in today's and tomorrow's readings in the Gospels. But it brings up a topic that so many people wonder as they begin their faith journey, or even some people who have been Christians for years. We know that God forgives our sins through Jesus Christ, all of our sins. But yes, yet Jesus says something in today's reading and tomorrow, Matthew 12 and Mark 3, that there is a sin that's unforgivable. Let's read about that. Verses 30 to 32, Jesus' words, "He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters. And so I tell you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven men, but the blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven. Anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but anyone who speaks against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven, either in this age or in the age to come." Wow. So here we have it. Jesus saying there's one sin that's unforgivable. Jesus even said, you can sin against me. You think about Paul in the New Testament after Jesus. Paul, great persecutor of Christians. And he had spoken blasphemy against Jesus. And yet we know he was forgiven. So what is this blasphemy of the Holy Spirit? I thought all three parts of the Trinity were equal. Well, they are. They're all parts of God. But what is blasphemy of the Holy Spirit? The best way that I can describe blasphemy of the Holy Spirit is a permanent hardening of the heart. So in other words, if my heart is so hardened towards Christ that there is no way I would ever or will ever make a commitment to follow Jesus, that's the sin of the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. So, have you ever committed the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit? Well, not if you belong to Christ now, not if you've made a decision to follow Jesus. Your heart obviously has never been permanently hardened. In fact, Paul's heart, he was going around persecuting Christians, even responsible and approving of their murders. And yet, his heart was changed. His heart was softened. And he developed a relationship with Jesus. If you have a relationship with Jesus, you have no fear that you have ever sinned in this way. Because God has chosen you as his child, and he has given you, if you have a relationship with him, if you've simply made a commitment to follow Jesus Christ, all of your sins are forgiven, and you've not committed the sin of the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. Until tomorrow.